Composer Claude Debussy was not a natural at the piano. In fact, he really struggled to learn to love the thing. We've been listening to the Arabesque, one of his first successful pieces for the piano. As he continued to write piano music, Debussy started trying new things, new sounds. He seemed to want to take the piano to places it had never been before. And where did he take it? Well, you can find the answer in a tiny prelude called Footsteps in the Snow. Footsteps in the Snow by Claude Debussy. It was radical for its time. Pianist, composer, and conductor Rob Capillot is with me to tell us what makes it so great. Hi, Rob.
Hi, Fred.
I hear a very quiet and snowbound landscape in this piece.
You know, somehow the entire character of Debussy is even there before you play a single note. Just the title itself, first of all, in no crass way would he put Footsteps in the Snow on the title page. No, it happens at the end of the piece, and there's this parenthesis, and it says, Footsteps in the Snow, dot, dot, dot. And somehow, all of Debussy is in that dot, 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 this kind of incredible, elegant reticence. And in fact, even the first measure, the rhythm says underneath, it doesn't just say, play slowly. It says, this rhythm must have the sonorous value of a landscape sad and frozen. We tend to think of radical obsession as something loud, like Beethoven, but you can be radically obsessed in a quiet landscape as well. And this piece is radically obsessed in quiet landscape. All we have, basically, in this piece is a study of two footsteps, a left foot and a right foot. And that is the entire topic of the piece. But Debussy manages to hear, in just these two tiny footsteps, a complete universe. The piece begins with a left and a right footstep, which always alternate. At first, we have nothing underneath them in this aesthetic landscape, but just a repeated D. And the combination sounds like this. Left foot, right foot. A little melody on top. But always left foot, right foot. But the amazing thing is what's going to happen with that, how much Debussy hears in just two little footsteps. The first ones you heard were very bare. And this. A moment later, in a heartbreaking instant, he suddenly hears that that footstep could become this. And then this. And then this. And then this. And the entire piece is a study of how many different ways you can hear.
Okay, so we're trudging through the snowy landscape, left foot, right foot, left foot, right foot. Is there anything more that happens in the piece?
You know, the Buddhists say that if you look closely enough at a single leaf, you can see the whole world. And the same thing is true here. If you look closely enough at the two frozen footsteps, you can see the whole world. First, you've had this bare world. Then you've had this warm world. Then you have this difficult world. At the climax of the piece, the obsession becomes one step further, only a right foot, and you get the right foot eight times, over and over again. We're stuck. We're stuck. We rise on it, but it's all the right foot. Now, amazingly, what you get is a melody on top of this obsession with the right foot. But the wonderful thing, as we all know about obsessions, is how magical it is when they finally stop. The climax of the piece occurs when we take that melody and we remove the footsteps for one moment. We actually have a thaw, which is the climax of the piece. Now we have the melody without the frozen footsteps, and we're in a new world. We discover what's possible when we leave our obsessions behind. The same melody floats higher and higher, higher and higher. The left hand is in new regions. We've never been up here. New experience. And then the climax of the piece is stunning. We have had 44 footsteps, and they've always been the same two in the same place. Here or here. Here or here. Now, magically, for the last four, the climax of the piece, The notes come in up here. We've never heard anything like it. We're in hallucinatory realms here. And then the piece holds the chord, dies away, and then the strangest chord, the only home chord of the piece, comes in. The highest notes of the piece, the lowest notes of the piece, the footsteps, summed up in its top two notes, home is a strange place.
And we finish with that dot, dot, dot that you told us about at the beginning. That's remarkable.
And it just goes on, right? It's home, and it's funny. It's home, but it hasn't resolved. You've come back to the beginning, but the beginning is the strangest place you could have ever visited.